Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the show. It's Sam Crowley, follow-up podcast, March 9th, 2015, podcast number two. Got it kicked off. The amazing week. This is going to be an amazing week for you. This has to be an amazing week for you. This could be your last week on Earth. Oh, geez, no, it's not. I'm perfectly, hey, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow, man, okay? Read the book Chasing Daylight. You want perspective in your life. You want to know how quickly life can be taken away from you. You only get one shot. I'm enamored by people who think they're going to live forever, and they have forever, and they have no sense of urgency. Put a sense of urgency to your life, to your dream, to your mission, man. Get going. This could be the last week. What are you going to do if this was your last week on Earth? You got to live every week like that. You don't say, thank God, the weekend went too fast. It's Monday. Oh, boy, I got the Monday blues. Shut up, the Monday blues. Who made that up? Some loser who I talked about in my previous episode, listen to the one right before this, who went out to college, didn't know where they wanted to go, spent $200,000 on student loans, came out being a poli-sci major, liberal arts, working in accounting or whatever, human resources, and now they hate their life. They live in full of regret. Start right now. Start. Stop moaning and complaining. Start going after your dream. You want a dream, man? You want a vision that shakes you to your core? Let me help you out, said the ex-stuttering college dropout. Let me help you out. May I share with you my vision, okay, that I just announced on local TV yesterday, Fox 19 yesterday morning, okay? We have a situation here at the Crowley compound. We have a daughter, baby Susan, born August 17th at 24 weeks of age. She's born at 1 pound. You know the story. You've been following the story. Oh, also, make sure you like our brand new Facebook page. We just launched it. Facebook.com/1MoreBreath. Facebook.com/1MoreBreath with the number one. One more breath. All right. We're going to keep updates, photos, everything going on. Baby Susan has another surgery today. She had a G-tube being installed so we can put the nutrients right into her little belly and her lungs can grow. All right. And look, we got a lot going on. I was talking about this on Fox News yesterday, and here's the deal. Okay. I'm launching a Kickstarter campaign in a couple weeks to fund the new documentary film that I'm producing. Yeah, baby, I'm a film producer now. Don't you love it? I mean, don't you just love how now you can just be what you want to be, man, as long as you got a passion that revolves around it. I'm creating a documentary film called, you guessed it, One More Breath, and it's going to take you behind the scenes of this journey that we've been on for some 200-plus days since August 17th. Actually, before that, when my wife Angela was on bed rest, so it's probably going to be close to 300 days. Guys, this journey involves a lot of different things. It's a message of hope, inspiration, empowerment. I mean, a baby born at 1 pound, now over 13 pounds, has a trach tube in her throat. Her lungs are growing. She's still in the hospital, but she's coming home on a ventilator. And by the time she's 5 years old, God willing, she's going to be like every other normal kid out there, playing on the playground, you know, getting the knees dirty, scraped up, going to play dates, all this stuff, class photos. All from us just wanting her to take one more breath. That's all we wanted her to take. Come on, Susan. Come on. One more breath. Come on, baby. One more breath. And then we would come home and we needed one more breath. I mean, it's tough for parents to see your kids going through what our daughter. And look, let me also say this. I never one time ask God, why us, why this, why can't she be normal? You want a perspective, go to your local children's hospital and walk through the hospital wings of kids with no hair, hooked up to all of these different tubes and devices in a wheelchair, looking aimlessly out the window. You think you got all the bad hand in life? How dare you? How dare you complain about your minor problems when children, I mean, really, the future of our world, of our society, all they don't deserve the deck that they've been dealt to them. And you're going to complain about your life? What, are you kidding me? So this documentary film, I'll take you behind the scenes of the million-dollar hospital bills that we have, of the endless commutes in rush hour traffic down to the hospital and back, parking garage nonsense. I mean, just getting to see your kid is half the battle. And then the night you lay awake wondering, how's my baby doing? I mean, we're there 6 hours a day. That still leaves 18 hours a day that nobody's with our baby. And it's a lot harder now that she knows her mom and dad. You know, Susan, we walk in, her eyes light up. She can't speak because she's got a trach tube in her throat. But that smile is from coast to coast, man. And it makes our day. I mean, obviously, seeing your baby notice you and smile at you. But then it rips your heart out because you got to leave that baby now with a complete stranger who you hope, who you pray is loving her up. And it doesn't always happen, guys. And that's the other part of the documentary. We're going to take you behind the scenes. So I'm launching the One More Breath documentary film. It's going to be funded through a Kickstarter campaign that's going to be launched in a couple weeks. Don't worry, you're going to find out all about it. But you're not going to know about it unless you're on my mailing list at everydaysaturday.com. Put in your name and email. Like our fan page at One More Breath, facebook.com/1More Breath. Stay plugged in, man. This is how a movement gets created. This is crowdfunding at its best. We're going to need a lot of money to produce this film. It's going to be shot on location in and around the greater Cincinnati area. It's going to take you into our home. We're going to take you into our car. You're going to see baby Susan coming home from the hospital. We're going to see footage of us going into the hospital. I mean, I want to make this as raw and transparent as humanly possible to raise awareness for a lot of things, to raise awareness for prematurity, the neonatal journey, babies born way too soon, what happens with the families of these babies. You know, 90% of the kids don't even get visits from their family in the NICU, in the neonatal ICU. Isn't that amazing? 90% of the kids lay there all day without any human touch from people who share the same blood as them. I wouldn't even know what to do. I mean, my wife Angela has been so diligent. She's been with Susan every day now for 204 days and counting. I can't even imagine Susan waking up one day without anyone from our family being there, because that's the reality. Now, that's sometimes not intentional, because the families may live out of state. They may live out of country. You know, 50% of the airway surgeries done in the United States on children are done right here in Cincinnati at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And so there's so much that goes into this journey, the adversity, the struggles that you go through, the triumph, the benchmarks that you achieve, the miracle of life that you celebrate. And it's not just about babies. It's about you. It's about you, a full-grown adult. Some days you're looking for just one more breath. Are you not? You can nod your head. You can just say, yes, Sam. Amen, brother. Amen, I am. Sometimes you do have too much month at the end of the money. Sometimes you feel just suffocated by the bills, by the issues that are going on, maybe health, relationship, or otherwise, financial, in your business. You want out of a job, but you don't know where to turn. You want one more breath. This documentary film is going to give that to you. It's going to show you how just an average, everyday family like ours, the Crowleys, have navigated through these minefields every day, not knowing if our daughter was even going to live past the very first hour of her existence. And these are, I mean, God, I don't want to be overly dramatic. I can't emphasize that enough, man. We didn't know if she was going to live an hour. Had no idea. She made an hour. We wanted her to make it for 2 hours. Then we wanted her to make it just past through the night, her very first night. I mean, calling the hospital the next morning. Is Susan still alive? That's it. And then hours led to days. Days led to weeks, weeks to months. And here we are, almost 7 months old, our baby is. We've never had her home. But we're going to get her home. This story is going to have a happy ending. And so is yours. So is yours. But you got to lose the victim mentality, and you got to turn into the victor. You got to understand. You got to stand up on who you are. You need to stop focusing on what's wrong in your life and focus on the miracle of life. And yes, you are a miracle. You're a living, breathing miracle. You woke up on the right side of the ground today. Damn it, you got to stand on that miracle. You can't walk around. Nobody's going to help you if you continue to walk around shouting about all your problems. You know what that does? It does two things. It reiterates in your subconscious nothing but negative, that I am a problem, I have problems, and I have, you never mention the word solution, right? Instead of saying I have problems, say I have solution. Bam! That triggers the subconscious to say, wow, I am an absolute supercomputer. In my mind, I am fixing whatever it is going on. I am the solution. Not I'm the problem. You're not a problem. There ain't no problem in your life that cannot be solved. Are you terminally ill? Have you been given less than 90 days to live? Read the book, Chasing Daylight. It'll shift your focus completely. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Survived the Holocaust. These are real problems, guys. You ain't got problems, okay? I'm here to tell you, you ain't got problems. So we are long, and you have solutions, all right? You have solutions. Big difference. I'm the solution. I'm not the problem. So here's what I want you to do. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, like it, and then go to everydayissaturday.com. Give us your name and email so you can be made aware the minute this Kickstarter campaign goes up. We're going to crowdfund it. We're going to launch a documentary film. The book is still on pace, coming out in May. A lot of great perks for people that are going to get involved in a Kickstarter campaign. Guys, that's what it means. This dream scared the crap out of me last week. I mean, it literally scared the crap out of me. Like, wow, I'm going to produce a film? I don't know anything about producing film. I don't need to know. I just need to find people who need to know so I can get the message out. That's all. You need to find people that will help you get your message out. You don't need to know the who, the what, the where, and how, and all that stuff, how it all puts together, how it works. You don't need to know anything about a movie camera, an audio, how to edit, anything like that. You just got to get the message clear and get the dream so big that it shakes you to your core. That is living life, baby, every single day. I'm fired up. You fired up? Are you fired up? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.